Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Kind of a heavy passage for us to look at today. I would title this message, No One Shall Save You. And I'm going to read to you a little bit longer passage from Isaiah chapter 47, verses 12 through 15. As I said, kind of heavy, so buckle your seatbelts here. This is what Isaiah the prophet says from the Lord to the people of God. We read, "Stand now with your enchantments and the multitude of your sorceries in which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you will be able to profit. Perhaps you will prevail. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers and stargazers and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from what shall come upon you. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. It shall not be a coal to be warmed by, nor a fire to sit before. Thus shall they be to you, with whom you have labored, your merchants from your youth. They shall wander each one to his quarter. No one shall save you." In Isaiah's day, there was a rapidly rising world power named Babylon. The Babylonian Empire was beginning to show its strength against the Assyrian Empire, and God would even use the armies of Babylon to bring a needed judgment against his own disobedient people in the kingdom of Judah. Yet, just because God would use the Babylonians for this work, it did not mean that the Babylonians themselves were right with God or approved by him. In fact, morally and spiritually speaking, the Babylonians were a worse people than the people of Judah. Though God would use them to bring a judgment against his people, it did not mean that God approved of the Babylonians. Therefore, Isaiah spoke against the Babylonians in Isaiah chapter 47. And the last few verses of this chapter give us some of this sense. First, God challenged the sorcerers of Babylon to save them from his judgment. He said this, "Stand now with your enchantments and the multitude of your sorceries." After all, if they had real spiritual power, they should be able to defend themselves against the God of Israel, whom they claimed was a lesser God. But their spiritual weakness in the face of the Lord's judgment would be exposed. It wasn't just that the Babylonians were into enchantments and sorceries. They used these superstitions to create a mood of complacency. It was the enchanters and the sorcerers that told them not to worry about what the prophets of the God of Israel had said. But God would show them all just how wrong they were. Therefore, the Lord warned them, "Behold, they shall be as stubble, the fire shall burn them." Not only could the sorcerers of Babylon not deliver others from God's judgment, they could not even deliver themselves. What was more, the fire of judgment that came upon them would be severe. It would not be a coal to be warmed by, nor a fire to sit before. Their false religion would not be a nice fire set in a beautiful fireplace where everybody could enjoy the warmth with a nice cozy feeling. No, their false religion would bring instead a fire, even a hot furnace of destruction. It would not warm them up. It would burn them up. What was true in Isaiah's day is also true in our own. Many people greatly underestimate the blazing strength of God's judgment. We see the same tragic thinking among some people today who say, "I won't mind going to hell. I'll party there with all of my friends." Some people think so lightly of the judgment God warned us against that they never for a moment consider doing what they should do and could do to avoid that judgment. They're making a deadly mistake. Could there possibly be a more dangerous sin than lightly regarding the judgment of God? The final sentence of Isaiah chapter 47 is jarring. No one shall save you. If we will not find our salvation in the Lord, if we will not look to Him and be saved, then certainly no one shall save you. There is no other Savior. The Babylonians, along with their enchanters and sorcerers, found this out. We should learn something from their tragedy so that we don't have to learn the same painful lesson ourselves. It's something we can give our wise attention to and give that attention to it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.